ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3, द स्टेटस क्वो, चैप्टर 7, फर्दर इंक्वायरीज बाय विदुरा, पार्ट 2, वर्सेस 15 थ्रू 42. Further inquiries by Vidura. Vidura then said, "All powerful sage Maitreya, my lord, all my doubts about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities have now been removed by your convincing words, and my mind is now perfectly entering into them. O learned sage, your explanations are very good as they should be. Disturbances to the conditioned soul have no other basis than the movement of the external energy of the Lord. Two kinds of persons enjoy happiness, both the lowest of fools and the one who is transcendental to all material intelligence. Whereas persons between these two, they are the ones who suffer the material pangs. Oh, my dear sir, I am obliged to you because now I can understand that this material manifestation is without substance, although it appears to be real. I am confident that by serving your feet, it will be possible for me to give up any false idea, for by serving the feet of the spiritual master, one is enabled to develop transcendental ecstasy in the service of the personality of Godhead, Madhu Dvisha, the unchangeable enemy of the Madhu demons, and whose service vanquishes one's material distress. Persons whose austerity is meager can hardly obtain the service of the pure devotees who are progressing on the path back to the kingdom of God, the Vaikunthas. Pure devotees engage 100% in glorifying the Supreme Lord, who is known as Deva Devo Janardana, the Lord of the demigods and controller of all living entities. After creating the total material energy, the Mahat Tattva, and thereby manifesting the gigantic universal form with senses and sense organs, the Supreme Lord entered within it. The Purusha incarnation, lying on the causal ocean, is called Mahavishnu, the original Purusha in the material creations, and in his Virat form, and in whom all the planets and their inhabitants live, he has many thousands of legs and hands. O great Brahmana, you have told me that the gigantic Virat form and his senses, sense objects, and 10 kinds of life air exist with 3 kinds of light vigor. So now, if you will, kindly explain to me the different powers of the specific divisions. Oh, my Lord, I think that the process manifests in the forms of sons, grandsons, and family members has spread all over the universe in different varieties and species. O learned Brahmana, please describe how the leader of all the demigods, namely Prajapati Brahmaji, decided to establish the various Manus, the heads of the ages. Please describe the Manus also, and please describe the descendants of those Manus. O son of Mitra, kindly describe how the planets are situated above the earth as well as underneath it, and also please mention their measurement as well as that of the earthly planets. Also, please describe the living beings under different classifications. Humans, subhumans, those born of the embryo, those born of perspiration, the birds who are considered twice born, and the plants and vegetables. Kindly describe their generations and subdivisions also. Please also describe the incarnations of the material modes of nature, Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara. And please describe the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and His magnanimous activities. O great sage, kindly describe the divisions and orders of human society in terms of symptoms, behavior, and characteristics of mental equilibrium and sense control. Also, please describe the birth of the great sages and the categorical divisions of the Vedas. Please also describe the expansions of different sacrifices and the paths of mystic powers, analytical study of knowledge, and devotional service, all with their respective regulations. Please also describe the imperfections and contradictions of the faithless atheists, the situation of crossbreeding, and the movements of the living entities in various species of life according to their particular modes of nature and work. You may also describe the non-contradictory causes of religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and salvation, and also the different means of livelihood and different processes of law and order as mentioned in the revealed scriptures. Please also explain the regulations for offering respects to the forefathers, the creation of the Pitriloka, the time schedule in the planets, stars, and luminaries, and their respective situations. Please also describe the fruitive results of charity and penance, and of digging reservoirs of water. Please describe the situation of persons who are away from home, and also the duty of a man who is in an awkward position. O sinless one, because the personality of Godhead, the controller of all living entities, is the father of all religion and the father of all those who are candidates for religious activities, kindly describe how Krishna can be completely satisfied. O best among the Brahmanas, those who are spiritual masters are very kind to the needy. They are always kind to their followers, disciples, and sons. And even without being asked by them, the spiritual master describes all that is knowledge. So please describe how many dissolutions there are for the elements of material nature, and who survives after the dissolutions in order to serve the Lord while He is sleeping. And what are the truths regarding the living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What are their identities? What are the specific values in the knowledge of the Vedas, and what are the necessities for the spiritual master and his disciples? Spotless devotees of the Lord have mentioned the source of such knowledge. How could one have knowledge of devotional service and detachment without the help of such devotees? My dear sage, I have put all these questions before you with a view to knowing the pastimes of Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are the friend of all, so kindly describe all of this for those who have lost their vision. O Maitreya, O Spotless One, your answers to all these questions will grant immunity from all material miseries. Such charity is greater than all Vedic charities, sacrifices, penances, etc. Sri Shukadeva Goswami then said, O Maharaj Parikshit, thus the chief of the sages, who was always enthusiastic about describing topics regarding the personality of Godhead, began narrating the descriptive explanation of the Puranas being so infused by Vaduraji. Maitreya was very much enlivened by speaking on the transcendental activities of the Lord, Sri Krishna. Recorded March 25, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish, Jaya Jagadish Hare. Vitarasi Dik Shurane Dik Pati Tamaniyang Dashamukha Mauli Valin Ramaniyang Keshavadritta Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vitarasi Dik Shurane Dik Pati Kamaniyam Dashamukha Mauli Balim Ramaniyam Keshavadrita Ramachandra Rupa Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Vicharasi Dikshurane Dikpati Kamaniyam Dashamukha Mauli Balim Ramaniyam Keshavadritta Rama Sharira Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadish Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Jaya Jagadisha Hare Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ha Imam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ha Imam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshama. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Ha Imam. O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, you have assumed the form of Ramachandra. All glories unto you. In the battle of Lanka, you destroyed the ten-headed demon Ravana, distributing his heads as a delightful offering to the presiding deities of the ten directions headed by Indradeva. This action was long desired by all of them who were very much harassed by this monster Ravana. O Lord Ram, descendant of King Raghu, please protect me. O Krishna, killer of the Keshi demon, please maintain me.